The following program is sponsored by Faith Victory Church.
Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Durbin with your family at Faith Victor Church, right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky. And just delighted to be able to share with you the truths of God's Word once again. Luke 1:37 says, with God, nothing shall be impossible, and it is marvelous Monday. Trust you had a good weekend. You know, it's just good to go to church on Sunday and start your Monday off full of the Word of God and in great expectation. And it is marvelous Monday, and so glad you're able to join us over the next few moments together. You know, one word from God can change your life forever. And so glad to be on this powerful Christian station, WJMM 99.1 FM, with all the other great broadcasters. And we're so thankful that you have the opportunity to listen in and hear the truths of God's Word. You know, you may be at your workplace, you might be in your kitchen, you might be in your car, you know, in your office, where, hotel, somewhere, listening to this broadcast, and God knows right where you are. He knows right what you need to hear, and He knows when you need to hear it. And a lot of times, God will answer you through a particular broadcast or message that you're listening to. And so I just trust, you know, I pray before these broadcasts and so on and so forth, and I just trust the leading of the Lord that what I'm saying is accurate enough to touch people's lives right where they are. I want to go to a simple verse this week because of this very important subject of communication. Communication is so vital in our lives. Without communication, things can go very wrong quick. And when I'm talking about communication, I'm talking about talking, certainly, to people. But now we live in this quote-unquote social media age. What it is communication. Right now you're listening to me on the radio, satellite, or through the podcast, or whatever it may be, whatever means of communication that you're listening to. And when I grew up, you know, you had three television stations that went off at midnight. And then, you know, you had a telephone on the wall in the kitchen that when it rang, and, you know, you didn't get to it in time and it stopped ringing, well, all your friends' phone numbers were stored up in your head. You didn't have it. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, your best friend, you don't even know their phone number because you got them on ID. And so we live in this communication world where now we got AI going on. You know, you can just be talking about something, you know, got these algorithms and all these things that just our means of communication. You know, you all you did was look up a certain thing on Amazon, a certain product, and then all of a sudden you're getting all these advertisements from, you know, on wherever. You know what I'm talking about. So communication, we have all these media, news media stations now, 24 hours a day. We got just, I mean, we're inundated with communication. And in all that, God wants to communicate to us. And we want to hear his communication. And, you know, in doing so, we have to be able to communicate to him. And we communicate to him through our, certainly through prayer, fasting, study of God's word, our actions, our gifts, so on and so forth. And so, there is an enemy out there, the devil. And it says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Now, when you see be not deceived in the word of God, alarms ought to go off, because you ought to recognize that is a warning from the Lord that what you're about to read following that could be a place where a believer would be easily deceived. And so it says here in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, when I was a kid growing up, I had five older sisters. My brother went to Vietnam. He was the oldest when I was going in second grade, so I really didn't know him till later on in life. So I grew up around five girls. I'm the youngest. And, you know, they wanted to, as they got older, you know, they convinced mom that we needed to have etiquette. And so this is how you're going to set the table. This is what fork you're going to use, all this stuff. And here I'd come in from playing ball or working out in the field, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm not doing it like they had read out of the book or whatever. And I wasn't operating in good manners. Now, evil communications. That means as believers, as born again, blood bought believers, we cannot just listen and open our ears up to just any kind of talk, any kind of music, any kind of movie, any kind of book, any kind of communication, and think that it's not affecting us. That's deception. If you think you can just keep listening to people on television, in a movie, so on and so forth, using foul language and having very open sexual content, extreme explicit violence, if you think that somehow you are above that because you're saved, because you've been delivered, you're deceived. The Bible says right here, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. You say, well, Pastor, I don't watch none of that stuff. I don't listen to none of that. Yeah, well, what about gossip? What about talking with your coworker about the other coworker? What about talking with the church member about the other church member? See? And so you got to be on guard for this, because if you want to be, you want to have good manners, okay? And this doesn't say evil communications won't produce good manners. It says it corrupts it. Now, when something is corrupted, I mean, it is worth nothing. It's destroyed. So, as believers, then, what are we listening to? What are we exposing our ears to, our eyes to? What are we letting our children listen to? If you just shut your child off in their room and leave them with their phone and their headset to themselves, they can be all over the world. And there's some dark places that want to communicate to your kids, that want to communicate to the things that and the people you love. And we cannot let our guard down. Now understand, the communications that we have, boy, I tell you what, the spreading the gospel has never been easier than it is now. In other words, I'm recording this radio program, but it's going on our podcast. We have our own radio app, Faith Victor Church. We have all these other YouTube channels, Rumble channels. We have all these different ways, Facebook. We have all these different ways of communicating God's good word and his love for people. That is wonderful. But at the same time, there's all this information. For instance, we just came out of Resurrection Life Sunday, and as I was preparing my message, you know, I did some Google searches on certain things, and there was all kinds of stuff coming against Jesus being raised from the dead. So you got the preacher up there preaching out of the Bible that he's raised from the dead, but yet people can go and Google it and say he was never raised from the dead. That's just heresy. That's just, and so, see, it's more than like being raised. The church I was raised in that small community, the church doors were always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You could walk in there and go and sit in the pew and just talk to the Lord. You could go to the altar. But now, yeah, you got to lock everything up because people try to break in and steal. The whole way of living has changed. Well, this week, I'm going to be looking at how to protect ourselves from evil communications, see, because we're not going to be deceived. We've come too far, people of God, to end up having our good manners corrupted by giving place to the devil through evil communications. Thank God for powerful stations like what you're listening to right now, that's bringing you the truth of God's word nonstop. Well, our time's gotten away from us on this marvelous Monday, but as we go off the air, we're still here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through our helpline, our prayer line. Minister standing by to take your call. And that number is 502-597-4357. 502-597-4357. And, you know, prayer starts things, prayer ends things, or both if necessary. So we're going to continue in this teaching. You have a wonderful, blessed rest of your marvelous Monday, and I'll be talking at you same time tomorrow. Until then, Pastor Philip reminding you that Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. You be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to Power of Faith. This program relies on your prayers and financial support. You can contact them today at 502-875-7886. Or if you'd like to visit Faith Victory Church in person, you can visit them at 122 East Broadway in Frankfort. For more information, visit their website at faithvictorychurch.us. And when you do, please be sure to mention that you heard them on 99.1 FM WJMM.
WJ.